there would be a tragedy for the city. And obviously, in that situation, we as a local authority would have to look at what the options are. And if it was at all possible, we'd have to try and facilitate a new owner and see if we could save the club.
Because the ramifications of him walking away would turn Peterborough into a Portsmouth overnight, effectively.
Well, it wouldn't be good news for Peterborough, that's for sure. And it's not about the economics, it's about just another part of our sporting facilities, the life of our city disappearing, which was not what we would want to see happen. So for us, we wouldn't want to see it happen, and we would do whatever we can to try and make sure, you know, if McAntony walks away from it, it would be bad news, but see if we could find somebody to walk in.
Because you'd effectively have a ground without a team.
Yeah, we would. But we are talking at the moment to some very, very big investors who want to invest in Peterborough, and you never know, they may be interested in taking over a football club.
Yeah, I mean, can your investment in Peterborough United and the ground, can it survive without a football club?
Well, actually, our investment in the ground was based on the value of the ground. And as we've seen, very slowly, the market is turning around. We've now got the new zero carbon development coming out the ground. It was beginning to look really, really great. And if, God forbid, the solution was to have to knock it down, and I hope it isn't, but, you know, the local authority wouldn't lose out. It would make money out of the ground. But that's not what we're trying to do. What we'd want to try and do is save the club.
Can you be instrumental in that as a council?
We would do everything we possibly can to try and do that.